December 16, Numbers 23:12, 19, 21. Jesus says, the true servant of God, in the face of any pressure by human forces which would like to divert him from the ways of the Lord, responds, can I perhaps say or do anything but what the Lord has commanded me? Obedience to God's command, whatever this command may be, is the sign of the servant of God. The divine exigencies are limitless, and all of them are justified by a loving purpose. On one I will impose keeping silent, on another, speaking, on one, to isolate himself, on another, to become the leader of souls. To one I will give supernatural sight, and to another, a supernatural voice. Well then, let my servants dead according to my will, and to me, they will be equal in merit. I do not compel in such a way that you cannot refuse me obedience. No, not even those who are as soft in my hand as a tuft of flax ready to be spun are compelled by me to obey, but the more they are mine, the easier and dearer obedience is for them, in such fashion, that even at the price of their being in danger, for the world hates those who are God's, and their suffering for the world makes its hatreds crowd into suffering for my saints, they remain faithful to my command. Mouths cleansed by love and hearts made into mirrors of God by charity, which is their life, they do and repeat only what I suggest to them. Blessed followers of my Son, they copy their Master, whose obedience was infinite, because it was divine, and because he did not use his nature to choose the easy forms of obedience, but he tasted them all, and made them his own, including the ones that are repugnant to man, a creature inferior to God, which God the Son also embraced to be an example for you. But I, who do not lie, and do not change, swear to you that my blessing is upon them, for in their hearts there is not any idol at all, but a single altar is set up, mine, from which there thunders, but for them, it is a Father's voice which does, not terrorize, but, like a heavenly organ, ravishes their spirits in holy rejoicing my will, as sacred to them as I myself. I am with these servants of mine, and my presence is like the blare of victory of which the book speaks, for it sets all the enemies of the Spirit to flight, and makes the Spirit a secure conqueror of heaven. After having glimpsed the face of God, benign and smiling, during life, through the veils of distance and the will, they shall know the star born of Jacob, my holy Son, the just one in whose hand I have placed the kingly scepter, the sacred rod which on the day of judgment shall mark the blessed and accursed, and which for my servants shall be as gentle as a caress. From now on follow the eternal dominator. He leads you on the safe way to the possession of the kingdom of God, provided, with obedience, regarding which the man the book speaks of is an example for you. You do not want to do either good or evil on your own, but only what the Lord tells you,